Thanks, John. Syracuse men's lacrosse begins its postseason as the fourth seed in the ACC tournament this week. SU aims to bounce back after a loss to number 8 UNC on Saturday. The defeat to the Tar Heels extended the Cuse's winless streak to 3 games, its longest this season. Despite the setbacks, head coach Gary Gate in the Orange only have one thing on their minds.
Wednesday, we'll travel, get another practice in, and you know, the only thing that matters is what we do this week to be ready for Friday, 5 o'clock, Notre Dame.
Well, coach, there's reason to prepare as much as possible because Notre Dame is the number one seed in the tournament. The Fighting Irish were the top seed last year and won the whole competition. On the other end, SU couldn't advance past Duke in the first round during the previous campaign's event. Fourth-seeded Syracuse and number one-seed Notre Dame square up at 5 o'clock on Friday. Join us for McClurg Remodeling Countdown to Faceoff at 4:30. Staying on the turf, Syracuse women's lacrosse midfielder Caroline Trinkus won Female Rookie of the Year yesterday. The freshman took home the honor at the annual Cuse Awards, which recognizes the achievements of SU athletes. Trinkus scored 29 goals this season, the second most on the team. The midfielder was also tied for second in assists with 10. And in baseball, the Yankees used home runs to beat the Orioles 15-3 last night. New York hit 3 blasts in a row to start the contest for the second time this season. It was only the 11th time in MLB history a team led off a game with 3 straight homers. The series wraps up with first pitch set for a little after 6:30 tomorrow. Caitlin McDonough, WAER Sports.